Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend. The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
I'd like to continue the theme that we discussed, Bezes Hashem, the previous shir, which is that treifos, the definition, the halachic definition of treifos, is not the level of sickness or the level of ill health that's found in an animal, but it's a definition of a mum in an animal, definition of a chosr in an animal, which renders it a different type of animal. And that type of animal, Chazal, have a Kabbalah on. It goes with Allah HaMashim Sinai. As I said in the previous shir, this definition is to be found in the Rajbo, in Rashi, in the Rambam. The Ravid would seem to define that theoretically every misukenes would be the same thing as a treifa. Every animal that for sure will die, that has a condition, any medical condition which for sure will kill it within 12 months is a treifa, except for the fact that any makhlo, which is not defined by Chazal, as a treifa could theoretically have a cure, and therefore it's not irrevocable that the animal will die. This Machlokes Yoshayim seems to find expression in a few different places. It's kedai to say over different dugmois, different examples of where we see this type of idea, in order to better bring out some of the details and how they fit into the total picture of Hilchos Treifos that we're trying to get clear in this shir. The Ramban, the Shita of the Ramban, actually the Ramban is not now apparent. The Ramban is quoted in the Rosh, in the fourth parak of Chulin, the next parak, parak Beimah Mekasher, in Simen Zayin, in the Rosh brings the Ramban. One of the treifas, which I discussed later on, the parak is a treifa called Tzemes HaGidin. Tzemes HaGidin refers to an animal has, not by the ankle, but further up, what would be called in a human being, the knee. If the Tzemes, literally means the crossing point. In Ivrit, a tzomet is a traffic intersection. And the tzomet hagidin is the meeting point of the different arteries and the different tendons that cross the leg of an animal. The working of the legs of an animal are quite complicated. An animal has to be able to hold its weight and be able to run fast if it's an animal that's used to walk with. The tzomet hagidin, if an animal has a cut in the tzomet hagidin above the knee, then the halacha is that mum will render the animal a treifa. The Ramban is mechadish that the Chazal only tell us that tzomet hagidin, if there's a cut in the gidin, in the leg itself, if there's a deep cut which the gid is severed above the knee, that would render the animal treifa. What happens if an animal lost the whole leg? Meaning, say, the whole leg of an animal from the top and down. Obviously, the animal would be a cripple. But as far as treifas is concerned, the halacha is that that animal is not a treifa. So the Rosh says that the treifa of tzemes hagidin is only if you shecht it while the leg is still on the animal with the severed gid. But if you would, before the shechita, sever the whole leg, amputate the whole leg of the animal would become ois treifa, because now all it is an animal missing a leg. An animal missing a leg is not a treifa. This is a chiddush that you could, treifa is revocable. You could turn back the clock, and you could be machshir the animal which had a halacha of a treifa. So the Rishonim argue on this concept. The Rosh and the Ran argue on the Ramban, and they say that there's no such thing. Once the whatever medical condition which will kill the animal, there's obviously some type of medical, the Rishonim discussed, that there's some type of choili that gets into the evarim of the animal from this tzemes hagidin. It causes some type of malfunction in the whole body of the animal. That malfunction is irreversible. That malfunction will not be brought back. And the Ramban does not disagree with that b'metzius. The Ramban doesn't say that the animal will get better. The Ramban just says that if an animal was missing the whole leg, over there there would not be a choli. Meaning, say a person, same thing by a person. If a person has a damaged leg, so it could be there's gangrene in the leg. If a person was wounded in battle, he stepped on a landmine, and the bones of the leg were shattered, that could cause gangrene to set into the leg and it could kill the person. But if the whole leg was, theoretically, if the whole leg was cut off, and that's why very often they have dead legs, because that'll save the person. But by an animal, the Rishonim explained, even if you cut off the whole animal thereafter, the choli is already there, it already damaged the animal will die. Still the Ramban holds that the animal, the mices, right now is not a choser, because the choser of a whole leg, if the whole leg would have been taken off lechatchila in the first place, that would not have killed the animal. So that is not the choser of Tzem Zagidin. Tzem Zagidin is only when the gid inside the leg is severed above the knee, not where the whole leg is cut off. So what is the Ramban hold? The Ramban is exactly the concept that we described previously. The Ramban says that the concept of Trevis has nothing to do with the level of Choyli, and it has everything to do with the definition of being a choser. And a whole leg chopped off is not a choser. So right now the animal is not a choser anymore. The Rosh and the Ran would seem to hold like the Ravid, where the Ravid says that what is a trefa, a certain cholium, certain illnesses which will kill an animal. Obviously, we can't make up our own definitions. Whatever Chazal said will kill an animal, we accept. Whatever Chazal didn't say, tell us. Whatever we don't have a Kabbalah on, we do not accept as a trefa. And therefore, over here, since the choli that's present in the animal is the choli of Tzayim Sagidin, because as we said, the animal's not cured when you amputate the leg, it's just that it's not a choser anymore. But as far as the choli of Tzayim Sagidin, that it has. So the Rosh and the Ran hold like the Rav, they hold that in that case, the animal is a trefa, as opposed to the Ramban that says that you can cure the animal. Now, the Ramban brings a raya that we don't say that it's not shaykh to turn back the clock. There are cases, the Ramban says, there's no halacha that once a shame treif is chal on an animal, it cannot be taken away. The Ramban brings a raya, an interesting raya, which it's worth saying over because this will give us a little more of a tzura to the shmeitz of understanding the different halachas of treifis. One of the most common treifis is sirchis areya. Sirchis Hareya is a hole in the lung, and it's actually the only trefa that when we, in the Beis HaShchita, when we check the animal, we don't check all the internal organs, because as we've discussed in many previous shiurim, Roy Behem and Seinem Trefis, we're not mechuyif to be choshish for a muta, demuta, which are a trefa. However, since Sircha is somewhat more common, a hole in the lung is more common than all the other trefas due to the fragility of the lungs of an animal. Therefore, the halacha is that midrabanan, Rashi tells us in Afyud, it's halsimanim in Shulchan Aruch, and every shoychit has to be able to, today it's two separate jobs, a shoychit and a boydik. In the old Yiddish terminology, the shoychit in every town was called a shub, which was a Rosh HaTevis for shoychit to boydik, because every shoychit had a job to be boidik the lungs of an animal. In any case, getting back to our Ramban, in Sirchis Hareya, the Gemara says that there are certain types of Sirchis which are not a problem. The Rishonim explain that there are certain types of sometimes, even if there's a hole in the lung, there could be a mucus plug on the hole, and that'll eventually form a piece of skin which will connect into the hole, plug up the place in the hole, the place in the lung where there's a hole, and that will make the animal oistrefa. Means say that the Ramban brings a raya that we have an animal that had a trefa, that had a hole in the lung, and still that lung was plugged, and the animal became again a kosher animal al yidei this mucus plug on the lung. The Sirchis Hareya. The Rosh says no. The Rosh says that by Sirchis Hareya, the reason why it becomes mutter is because over there, that's something that forms naturally. As opposed to cutting off the leg of an animal, which is something which is artificial, that a person has to do. What does the Rosh mean to say? L'chayru, what the Rosh is explaining to us, is as follows. The Rosh L'shitasoi, that holds that the definition of a trefa is when there's a choyli which will kill the animal. Again, which choyli yeah, which choyli not, that's for Chazal to decide. But it's choyloyim, different types of illnesses which are irreversible, which will cause eventual death to the animal. Those render the animal a trefa. So if we have a type of choyli, we're built into the system of an animal, is the ability for the body to rejuvenate itself, along which is puncture can rejuvenate itself by forming a mucus plug which will eventually stop up the hole, and then the animal will not be a treif anymore. That means that the choli is not irreversible. So therefore, if a hole in the lung gets a sircha, that itself is a definition of the choli not being a choli, she'ein boy, not being a choli, that's irreversible. Ma she'ein kein, the Ramban defined for us, as we said, that a treifa is in terms of chaser. The Ramban is showing us that an aver, an internal organ in an animal, could be chaser, and still it'll rejuvenate itself and something will happen to it. In that, the Ramban holds there's no chilik between if the body itself rejuvenates, or if a person does it. Right now, the animal is not chaser. So l'chaim, we seek over here clearly that our chakir of the Rambam Raivid, our Sufik, how to describe treifa is really also a machlokes the Ramban against the Rosh and the Ran. Furthermore, in Sircha Bereis, it's kedai to point out the Gemara Mem Zayin, which is the sugi of Sircha Bereis. It's one of the more difficult sugis in treifas. It's not only one of the more difficult ones, one of the most halachal maisim, because as we said, a hole in the lungs is the most common halachic problem of treifas to be found in an animal. The Gemara says in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis that when there's a sircha bereo, when there's this mucus plug that closes up the hole in the lung, the Gemara says Hainu Ribusayu. Rashi explains in Mem Zayin Amud Beis, what does that mean? That means that there was a hole in the lung and the sircha closed up the lung. Rashi explains that you have to say that there was a hole, and there still is a hole. So there are certain types of sirchas which will plug up and become a permanent part of the lung of the animal, in which case the animal is kosher. There are certain types where the Gemara says that even though now you can't see the hole, but it's, as Rashi explains the Gemara, that it's just covering the hole. The hole is really still there. However, there's just something temporarily on top of it, but the hole is really still there now. Tosfos over there, as well as the Raivid, in his Chidushim, and it's brought down La Locha, explained that that's not Pshat the Gemara. They explained that Ainu Ribusayim means that the emes is that because there's this piece of skin, this adhesive piece of skin, which is stuck to the hole of the lung, the emes is that now there is no nekem. There's no chaser in the animal, in the lung, in the wall of the lungs of the animal. But since eventually it will fall off, therefore that the animal is not considered cured. What's the machloikis? As we explained in the previous share, Rashi holds that the definition, Rashi and Aflamet Zayin holds that the definition of treifa is chosen. So Rashi says it can't be that an animal, that the lungs are intact, has halacha of a treifa. Even if eventually it'll fall off, it doesn't make a difference. So Rashi says it has to be that it's not only that eventually the adhesive piece of skin that's holding, plugging the hole in the lungs will fall off. It's more than that. The hole is really still there now. There's only something artificially covering it, but underneath the hole is still intact. Otherwise, it wouldn't be considered a chosam. Masha'en, Kein Toysus, and Aflamet Zayin seems to not be comfortable with Rashi's definition of Treifa being a chosam. Sidra Toysus over there, and Aflamet Zayin. So the Toysus and the Raivid, as we said, the Raivid is the one that argues with the Rambam. He holds that any medical condition which is irreversible, where the animal will definitely die within 12 months, is considered a Treifa. So, if we have an animal that has this piece of skin plugging up the hole of the lungs, Lamaisa, the animal has a medical condition. If the piece of skin will fall off in the next few months and the animal will die, then the animal's a treifa. Right now there's no hole. That's not what a treifa means. A treifa doesn't mean chosa. Treifa means it has a medical condition which will cause it to die. It's a medical condition defined by chazal, a hole in the lungs. The medical condition is the same medical condition whether the hole exists now or there's a plug which we know will fall off and eventually there will be a hole. That's the Teshit of Teshit in the Rai, but again, in opposition to Rashi. The same Machlokes L'chor we find in Dafnun Gimel Amud Beis. One of the Treifas we discussed in the previous share is Drusa. Drusa is actually the Treifa that's defined in the Torah where a wolf or whatever it is sunk its teeth or its claws into the flesh of a sheep and caused it, punctured its way into the internal organs, and one of the internal organs are considered damaged as a result of this puncture. This is called a drusa. Rashi says over there also. Rashi says over there in Daftun Gimlam and Beis that why is drusa a psul? There's no hole in the hole is only in the back of the animal. That is not in the skin. That does not render the animal a treifim. In the internal organ, which will be damaged, there's no hole yet. So why is the animal a treifim? Rashi says because of soifoy linokiv. Rashi says because let's say the drusa, the animal was, the animal's back was punctured, near where we know the intestines are. Nukuvas of the intestines renders an animal treifa. Rashi says because the animal will eventually, because of the poison that was inflicted by the animal, by the wolf being deiris on the sheep eventually, the intestines of the sheep will become nukuva, will eventually have a hole in it. So Rashi says because of that it's a treifa. Frank places of Nachman Beis, Amen Aleph, the first Amen of our Perek. So what's the Chiddush? If it's soifel inokev, then that's nekuva of that internal organ, which is expressed in the Mishnah Amen Beis. Why is that a separate Chiddush of Drusa? I mean, to say it like this. One of the list of treifas is if the intestines are punctured. There's another treifa called if the animal was a Drusa, can neged the intestines, where the intestines will eventually become the kuva. That's not a different treifa, it's the same thing. That's Tosfos Kash and Daf Mem Beis. The pshat is, Tosfos holds that every medical condition which defines for us that an animal will die is a treifa. There's no difference if the animal is chaser now, or it has that very same medical condition, al shem asid, it will be punctured, because the poison will eventually make its way into the intestines of the animal and will puncture the intestines. There's no difference whether the hole is there now or the hole will only come later. So why would that have a separate shem treifa? Rashi holds that the definition of treifa is chaser. So where the chaser exists now, that's one shem treifa. Where the treifa is only al shem ha'asid, there's a separate chiddush. Again, halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that even though the clear definition of treifas chaser, there are certain treifas where the chaser doesn't have to exist now. That's a separate chiddush. And the mele has a separate shem of drusa. It does not go under the umbrella heading of nekuva. So this is another example of where Rashi and Tosfos have the same machlokes. We find also there's another treifa called tchoil shenikev. Tchoil is a spleen, and when the spleen is punctured, it renders the animal a treifa. But the halacha is, if the whole spleen was removed, the same way in a person, they could remove the spleen and a person will survive. And an animal also, you could take out the spleen and the animal will survive. And if the spleen is taken out, the animal is not a treifa. But if the spleen is punctured, then the animal is a treifa. How could punctured be worse than being taken out? One has to say the same thing. As we saw in Tzemes HaGidin, when there's a puncture in the internal organ, that creates some type of chemical imbalance or some type of poison in the blood system. There's some type of problem that's incurred in the internal structure of the animal. And the animal will die as a result. Again, the treifa, as we said, according to Rashi, according to the Rambam, is not the choyli itself, it's the choser. The choser in the choyl tells us that the animal will die. If the choyl is missing, since the animal will not die, so then it can't be a treifa. There's the chaser. But it has to be a chaser where that chaser will eventually cause the animal to die. Obviously. The chaser that won't cause the animal to die. The one example that we said not that way is we said a chaser of Yoseres. Yoseres, something that's a chiddush that could be treifa. But as a rule, so again, we can't make our own decisions in this type of thing. We have to go with the guideline of Chazal. We're just trying to define the basic structure of what Chazal did explain to us in different treifas. In actuality, by Nekuvas HaTchoil, over there also we have the same machlokes Rishonim. Rashi, on Daf Nun Hei, Amud Aleph, explains that the reason why Nikif Tchoil is a problem, renders it a treifa, even though the whole Tchoil can be taken out, what's the problem? Just take it out, is because once there's a hole in the Tchoil, Rashi says, it's Moisiv Choyli Umakoy, it's Moisiv sickness and pain, B'chol HaGuv, and therefore the Nekev, the Choser of the Nekev, renders the animal a treifa. Other Rishonim say a different pshat. They say the emesis is like this. The emesis is that if the animal has a hole in the Tchoil, So l'chayre, it shouldn't cause a treif. It's no worse than if the whole thing was removed, as we said by the leg of an animal. However, if the leg of an animal was removed, so it wouldn't be a problem. However, once the t'choil, once the spleen is punctured, eventually that puncture will work its way into the intestines, into bnei me'ayim, and it's the psul of the bnei me'ayim that's a problem. It's not the t'choil that's a problem that renders the animal treif. It's the bnei me'ayim. So here again, we have the same machloikas. If we look at treifa in terms of chaser, the chaser has to be here now. The fact that later on the bnei me'ayim will become punctured, because now the t'choil is punctured, will not render the animal a treifa. If the definition of treifa is chaser, it has to be chaser now. Mashenya, if the definition of treifa is a choili, which will kill the animal, so once we know that a puncture in the t'choil creates an imbalance, a chemical imbalance in the body of the animal, which eventually will puncture the bnei me'ayim, and that'll kill the animal, that's also a choili, which renders the animal a treifa. A similar idea we have in Daf Mem Gimel, another example. Krum she'ola machnas maka bevoishit. There's in the pipe, in the neck of the animal, in the food pipe, there's, the halacha is that a hole over there as well, a puncture in the pipe, renders the animal a treifa. And over there also, l'chayra, there are two ways to explain what is the problem of a hole in the voishit. Is the pshat that it's already nitrifa? And therefore, as the Gemara says in Daf Mem Gimel, if there's a krum, if there's a scab that forms over, you open up the neck of an animal, and there's a scab on a hole that was there, is the pshat that the hole is there, and the scab will not stop whatever effect the hole in the pipe has on the animal, eventually the animal will die. Or we could say a different thing. It's not the pshat that the animal will not be saved by the krum. Me and say the Gemara just says that the krum is not enough. The fact that the hole is not evident because there's a scab on top of the hole is not enough. And the pshat could be because the effect is still there. The animal eventually will die. Or we could say something else. We could say that the krum is not strong enough. Doesn't become a natural part of it. It's not like the adhesive piece of skin that we said in the lung. The lungs are elastic, so over there the skin forms easier. The walls of the food pipe in the neck of an animal are harder, and therefore over there the scab does not become a natural part of the neck of the animal. It's only on, but eventually it'll fall off, like every scab that doesn't become part of the skin. So because eventually it'll fall off, that's why it's a treif. Again, what would be the machloikis? L'chayr, these two ways of explaining would be telling what we said. Do we have to define that now the pipe of the animal, the voishet, is considered chaser? Or we could say no. Even if now it's not chaser, but it has a medical condition which will kill it in the same vein as a hole which exists now in the voishet. So therefore, even though the hole does not exist, but because the krum will not protect that choli from destroying the animal, so it's still considered a treif for now. What's interesting is that Rashi on Daf Mem Gimel seems to say a combination of both nekudas. Rashi says, loy mahanyu behu stima, Rashi is going on this krum that forms on the wall of the voishet. Rashi says, loy mahanyu behu stima, the stima, the closure of the scab does not help. It sounds like the first pshat that we said, that it does not help because the choli still is there, even though the hole is not there. And then Rashi says, "Disalka la'achazman." Eventually the scab will fall off. So which one is it? Is it loy mahani? Or is it salka la'achazman? Is the reason why the scab does not help to be machshir the animal to make it oistreifa because it takes away the hole and now the animal is not considered chaser anymore? Or is it because it doesn't take away the medical condition? Which one is the treifa? So what we see over here is that even according to Rashi, that the definition, as we proved in Rashi, the definition of treifa is the chaser, not the choili, but still it has to be a chaser where eventually that chaser will cause the choili. As we said by Tzemes Hagidin, the reason why the chaser is a problem is because that chaser will cause that choili or machel, like we said by nikavat choil. Even if theoretically you can take out the t'chol, but once the t'chol was punctured, it's moisiv choli machiv into the goof. So Rashi has to say both. A, Rashi has to say, loy mahani, that the choli is there. Because if there wouldn't be choli there, and the chaser would not kill the animal, that would not render the animal a treifa. But as far as definition of treif, even if the animal eventually will die, but the animal has to be defined as chos. As we said, that is what a treif is. A treif means something is missing in the animal, not something is there that will kill the animal, something is missing in the animal. Therefore, Rashi has to say that the krum will eventually fall off. The scab will eventually be removed from the wall of the voshed, of the neck of the animal, and therefore it's considered as if it already fell off. Because it's considered as if it already fell off, it's considered a chaser now, and that's why, halakhically, it has the halakha of a treifa. So again, the basic running theme, what we've tried to do over here, is give some sort of structure, show how in different treifas, as we go through the sugyas, we always have to have in mind the two running themes that we discussed. A, the fact that a treifa means an animal has a medical condition that will kill it, but that itself is not what renders the animal a treif. That medical condition has to express itself in the animal being a chaser. Again, if a chaser that does not cause the animal to die is there, the animal will not be a treif. Unless it's one of the chaseros that we have from Yemei Chazal, even if the medical condition of today's day and age, climate or whatever the case may be, or if you breed the animals with a metzias, the teva of the animals, the shtana, for whatever reason, or you could operate on the animal, you could save its life, but if it's the type of chos which Chazal defined as treifa, that din will not change, even though the medical mitzvah has changed. But again, it's the choili, which Chazal defined, and it's a choili only when the animal is actually defined as a chos. So we've seen certain types of choiloim. We've seen a musik called misukenes, we've seen a musik called neshichas nochosh, where there's poison in the body of the animal which will kill it, but still there's nothing missing in the body of the animal. We've seen internal avarim, internal organs that were damaged in an animal, that would not be a treifa because again, they don't have a shem chaser. It's only that they will become a chaser. And we've seen certain cases where the Torah was mechadesh, even though it's only eventually that it will become a chaser, still that chaser defines the animal now as a treifa. And all these factors have to be dealt with. These two themes of choili and choser. And as we learn the sugis through the first 15 blat that discuss what this treif is, these themes will repeat themselves over and over again. As we've pointed out, the sugya daf nun hey, the sugya daf nun ches, the sugya daf mem gimel, the sugya daf mem zayin, the sugya daf mem beis, and so on and so forth.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.